January 9th, the servant of God, Louis Necky, confessor, third order. The vigor of the Franciscan order is exhaustless. After 800 years, it has not yet been spent. Rather, it seems to have taken on additional life in this present age. On January 10th, 1930, Louis Necky, professor of biology at the University of Milan, died. His will prescribed that on his headstone be engraved the simple legend, Louis Necky, Franciscan Tertiary. These significant words tell the story of so extraordinary a life that all who knew the deceased put forth every effort for his beatification. He was born at Milan on November 19, 1876. While still a young man, he joined the forces of Christ and the Church. The Franciscan spirit became manifest in him in a special way from the day he was invested with the garb of the Third Order. Later on, because of his position as a physician, he frequently moved in circles where everything that savored of Christianity was rejected or even attacked. These people he met with the enthusiasm of a Paul and the kindliness of a Francis, and thus he was instrumental in gaining not a few to enlist under the banner of Christ. Among his converts was a young radical who later became a Franciscan and the rector of the Catholic University at Milan, Augustin Gemelli. Together they founded the University of the Sacred Heart at Milan. And when Rome called for Catholic action against socialism, Louis Necky was found at the head of the ranks. He considered his medical profession a holy apostolate, which he employed for the welfare of the souls of his patients as well as of their bodies. He lavished his services without cost on the care of backward children. The spirit of prayer, humility, and charming cheerfulness was the mainstay of this model tertiary, even though adversities demanded a heavy sacrifice from him. Professor Dr. Louis Necky is a brilliant example of active Christianity for everyone, but particularly for the representatives of modern learning and culture. On Catholic Action. What is Catholic Action? The union of Catholic forces for the maintenance, administration, accomplishment, and defense of Catholic principles in the life of the individual, of the family, and of society. Just as the servant of God, Louis Necky, has exemplified it for us, in order to do our share toward the proper promotion of Catholic sentiment and Catholic principle in public life, it is not sufficient that our names be entered in the baptismal record, that we approach the communion railing, and belong to Catholic societies. Catholic in our dealings with others and Catholic in conduct, that is Catholic action. Active Christianity. The kingdom of God is not in speech, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Does your life conform to these principles? Catholic action is necessary. It aims to erect a barrier against the tide of religious indifference, lack of charity, and immorality of our day. The clergy can no longer do the work alone, hence the call for Catholic action of the laity. Catholic, energetic laymen to the front. If the laity refuse their assistance, the already overburdened clergy must succumb, and with them, Catholicity. But what lay apostles can do has been shown us by the servant of God, Louis Necky. Will you not follow in his footsteps? Remember the patron of Catholic action, Holy Church has appointed St. Francis of Assisi to this position. St. Francis, who was not a priest, shows the lay apostles the correct way to approach Catholic action, namely, by loyalty to the Church, the Pope, and the bishops, by unselfish zeal for Christ and his interests, by personal exemplary conduct. Where the Franciscan spirit reigns, their Catholicity will not fare badly. Beg our seraphic Father for the spirit of a Catholic apostle. Offer your services to the clergy. Prayer of the Church. Defend us, O Lord, we beseech thee, from all dangers of body and soul, and mercifully grant us peace and salvation through the intercession of Saint Francis, so that after overcoming all adversities and errors, thy Church may serve thee in liberty and peace, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.